You know how like the podcast start where it's like really mumbly, like you're gonna hear. Welcome back to the group chat, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, hey, ladies and gentlemen, to the group chat podcast.
Dude, guys, Isaac has been up for 8 hours.
The Four Amigos podcast reunited at last. I am overjoyed to be joined here by my friends,
joined
Grunk, Larry, and Tanner. Who is still
Tanner,
in Disneyland.
Give it up.
Tanner actually moved into the homes at Disneyland. You know, the little neighborhood they have tucked away in there.
Wait, he loved it so much he stayed.
Yeah.
You guys know what's crazy? Guys. We know someone who had one of those like really exclusive, like they got the whole park or the whole castle to themselves. They were able to stay one night at the castles. At the castle.
Really?
It was one castle, yes.
What castle are you talking about?
There's like a Disney castle where I think it was like three kids or maybe one kid gets chosen out of like a fucking trillion.
Willy Wonka's Disney chocolate factory?
The golden ticket.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. And they were like, it was pretty cool, but really weird because it's like no one's there except for the workers and like, you know, yeah. Anyways, yeah. So Four Locos are back.
Yeah. We're back, and we're better than
we're
ever.
Fucking back, baby.
Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off your lean for the time being.
Also,
the
go
Double
to your
Cup
local-
will be coming back in October. Stay tuned.
Go to cannabis dealer and ask them, hey, I'd like to bundle this and use the code GROUP. And then they'll say to you, leave the store.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't exist. Say. It's not a thing. Mm.
No, I'll be so
never say never.
Never say never. I'm gonna be frank with the audience at home. I just woke up and so
dude, I don't want to hear it, man. You have the ability to hide behind a GTA screen. I just woke up and I have to look like I just woke up.
I can try and like play. I'll just add an image to the
Nick.
Training.
So I want you to picture yourself in a scenario where you have to pretend like your life's depended on it right now. Pretend like you've been up. Try right now. Just try. I know this is a podcast. I know this is audible. So I'll.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Right now, his eyes.
White claw.
No, guys.
I'm up.
No. It's Look. I ran into GamerSupps. I'm drinking. I'm sorry. Okay. There. I'm sorry.
Are you dead? Fuck.
Wow. Dude, I don't have any more GamerSupps.
Blur every word you say. I'm running a podcast.
Go to your fucking pantry, Isaac. Why? Go to your goddamn pantry.
Every time you come over, you never grab any.
Because I don't know what I can grab. I don't know who drinks it.
You can grab whatever
Nick
you want. You
can,
dude. You can. You already do. You can come in the house. You can use my bathroom. You can. You don't have to ask. You can just do that. But
dude, whenever I go to their house, the first thing I do when I walk in is pee in Larry's.
He always. Yeah, he just goes straight to my bathroom.
Nice.
You do.
Your bathroom is nice.
And I know my bathroom. I know my toilet loves seeing your big Italian ass.
You know, you have that freaking hair catcher thing.
Oh yeah.
Don't have that, and I had to pull
Wait,
out.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The
thing over
the
drain
shower.
That
the shower hair catcher.
The shower hair catcher.
Oh, right, yeah,
yeah. And I had to clean out ours because our it was turning into a bathtub when you showered, and it was just so. I hate even thinking about it. But
wait,
I pulled it out.
Have
and
you
it,
seen the new house?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Bro,
I have.
Dude,
this guy's tired and peepee,
you're
bro.
Dreaming.
You're dreaming. Yeah. We're not even real.
When?
Grunk. I'll tell you this much.
Oh, that's right.
$2.50 investment. Like, it is worth it. Trust me.
It's worth
it.
Yeah,
but the one, dude, the one that Larry has that actually looks good is like $12 at Target.
What? Larry, which one do you got?
I have no idea. I don't
it's right there.
I'm usually like a brand guy. Like I know my brands when I buy them, but that one, I'm pretty sure
I went to Target.
Yeah. I think I just went to Target and I bought whatever.
Dude,
I
we
saw.
Were about to get it. And then we saw like $11.99 and we were like, for like plastic, like rubber.
Yeah. It's like rubber with like a metal, base. It's a metal
but it
base.
It looks good. And all the other ones look so ugly.
I don't remember. I just remember like, my bathtub was getting full and I didn't know how to like, I didn't, you know, at the time I was a young adult. And so, you know, young adults don't know, right? So my shit clogged.
They don't.
And I didn't know anything. And then I got put on to
nothing.
The, you know, young adults, they don't know nothing. They don't know shit.
Oh, shit.
And then I got put on to the Green Gobbler. And the
what?
Green Gobbler.
Shout out Green Gob.
That's a real thing.
What is that?
Young adults tap in Green Goblin.
Because y'all don't know nothing. Look up Green
Goblin.
You're
at the age that I learned. So I'm going to pass my knowledge on to you.
Oh, yeah, Green Goblin. Road.
You said what?
Road.
No, not a, it's not a little bro thing. It's my brother thing. So it's side to side. It's not like it's that.
Wisdom. My brother.
Bro turns 22. Bro turns 22. Appliance.
Yeah, exactly. So bro it's turns 22. Thing.
Thinks he knows everything.
Little brother, I know just enough, little brother. Well, I'm little
curious
brother
what the
you.
Green brother goblin is. Dude.
Let the green brother speak, so, red brother.
You're so, not yeah. a green goblin.
I want to hear what it is.
This podcast is all over.
No, I actually want to hear the green gobbler.
Okay.
He's on Isaac, the screen right now.
Give me space.
This I'm is holding my safe space.
Zone. All right,
this
is my that, safe zone. Is that the green gobbler right there?
Yeah, well, the fucking space you want.
Isaac, you're the, I mean, Nick, you're the red brother. I'm Isaac, you're the blue gobbler. Brother.
No, I literally put you on.
Dude, getting, I just want to hear the green gobbler.
Okay, so the green gobbler is this liquid that you pour down the drain. You let it sit for like a few
like
hours.
Like Drano?
And it's basically acid. It's basically acid.
It's Drano.
And it pretty much dissolves all the hair, and it makes it like so that their pipes are pretty much good.
You said you just found out about Drano?
I was today years old when I found about Drano, and it's not called the Green Goblin.
I'd personally go for the Green Gobbler. I don't know much about Drano.
I didn't have any gloves or anything, so I just used paper towels to like guard my hands and grab the hair. And bro, on the last
through.
Pool, yeah,
is it just
like
your hair?
I felt it. No, I think the girls who lived in this place before us.
Oh,
it was all of that too, because like there were layers to it. I pulled out like a chunk maybe like this big, and then it kept going, and then I pulled out a chunk like this long, like. It
dude, what if it was like your cat's
insane.
Secret stash?
Dude, it very well could be.
It's like all of their hairballs, they
they're
tuck it
so
in.
They're so weird. Like, we keep our litter boxes in the bathroom as well. And like, I went into the bathroom one day and there was cat litter like in the toilet. Like, not poop, just cat litter. And I'm just curious how they managed
to do
that.
They probably do the thing where they... kick it. They kick it real hard
back
or something.
That's a big kick. That's a big
that's a
old
huge,
kick.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
A, it's like that goldfish going to the other bowl.
Yeah.
It's like that type of a level.
They act have like you? They could be able to poop like in the toilet. Like,
like
they,
a human.
They get up there and look. I caught Tallulah drinking out of the toilet bowl once.
Oh.
Which is just not very hygienic. No,
have you ever pooped next to them? Like you guys were pooping somewhere?
I try to give them privacy when they're doing their business. So I think I've peed once with them.
Oh.
But I remember one time I opened the door and like I walked in on to the pooping and I was like, oh sorry.
Oh sorry. Oh
yeah,
my fault.
Yeah.
Until it comes out. I didn't see anything, by the way. Yeah. Nothing I really saw.
I didn't see anything. I just my fault.
Isaac, what are you doing? What is this role?
A little lower, Isaac.
Okay.
A little lower. Lower.
You gotta go lower. Yeah, there you
like
go.
Yeah, like right there.
That's really good.
That looks good.
Also, in other news, I said before we started recording, but I just came back from the A store. Until
you
we get
say
a sponsor.
The real name, bro.
Well, no, until we get a sponsor, then I'll say it. But
okay,
I just came from. That's a pretty big order. That's a tall order.
I think we can do it.
I'll give clues. It's a technology. It's a really big technology brand. You might know it. Maybe. But I just came back from the A. There you go. Sorry, I didn't say it, but there you go. And
you
this
go.
Lady, while I was there, so I was grabbing this charger, and there was this lady that was like kind of like, you know, in the way. So I was just like, you know, excuse me. And then I don't remember exactly how we started conversating, but we started talking about like basically life. Somehow, some way, really weird spot. But she ended with can I pray for you? And I was like, and I sat there and I looked at her because that's never really happened to me. So I was like, in my head, I was like, I don't know. Can you? But not in a rude way. I was just like, is there like a cost to this? Like,
maybe.
Do I have to go to church for it to work or
no,
something?
No, no.
I don't know.
She's
really
like
know.
Zoltar.
You have to be
signed
up to Apple Christian Care.
No, I mean,
it's
that's
a monthly
what
subscription.
Dude. And that's how rotted my brain is. Cause I was like, oh shit. Do I have to like, maybe there, you know,
no way.
No, it was just like, you know, she was like, can I pray for you? So I was like, and I stood there for a moment, kind of just thinking. And then I was like, may you, I don't know if I said this properly or not. And I said, may you pray for my health and my friend's health and my family's health. And aww. She was like, okay. And then she was like, what's your name? And then I gave her my name and she's like, do you go to church? And I was like, no. And she was like, I forget what she said after that, but she suggested I go to church and things like that. But she wasn't like pushing on it. It was just sweet.
Did she try to put you onto a church you went to?
No. No, she didn't try to put me onto church or anything like that. She just asked. She just asked if like I go to church, and I was like, no, not really. And then I was just like, I didn't want to like to try and like. I also had to scram because we had this podcast, so I was like, I'm not an ableist. I mean,
Atheist.
I'm not an ableist. As you're like walking away
like,
backwards.
I didn't know what it's saying. I didn't want to like get her into like thinking. I don't know. I was just trying to get out of there. So I was like, I'm not an atheist, by the way. I haven't thought about church in a while. And she's like, oh, that's okay. And then she's like, I'll pray for you. I was like, cool.
Nice, dude.
And then, I grabbed my charger and then I dipped out, but that was just sweet. So shout out to her name was Robin. I remember her name was Robin.
Shout out Robin.
Folks of the church around my parts will get your ass, or they have a formula. I don't know what their incentive is to try and get people to come to their church, but like, bro, like,
are you sure it's not Mormonism?
Friendship.
It might be, but they come up to you and they always open with a compliment, like, hey, I like your shirt, I like your glasses, I like your hair.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you want to come to church this Sunday? And there was one time I was with a friend and I was like, let's go to church this Sunday. So I said yes. The friend backed out immediately, literally as soon as they walked away, and I was like, oh. Okay. So I had to give them my phone number because they were going to contact me with the information to the church. And they ended up texting me. I didn't respond. They spam text me. I still didn't respond. And then they called me and I picked up and they were like, you going to church this Sunday? And I was like, no, probably not. And then like 2 weeks go by and I get an anonymous phone call while I'm in the shower. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, this is just one of my friends, like, just Star 67, like, fun time. And then I pick up, and I'm like, dude, I'm literally in the shower right now. What's happening? And then I just heard a voice, you going to church this Sunday? And I'm like, no, I'm not, actually. And that was after I had blocked their number as well. Like, so they, like, be tracking you. It's crazy.
All right, I'll be real.
That's
a little crazy.
Well, that was Jesus on the phone.
That's a little bit of a, yeah.
Jesus. Right. Because he doesn't have a real number.
Do they get paid for like?
I was gonna make a joke about it being commission based, but I don't think so. I think it's just
they want you would be surprised, my brother.
No way.
I don't know. The lady, I'll say this once. The lady who I was speaking with, Robin, very warm, very like it just felt like a cool, nice, sincere conversation, and I wasn't like. Like, you know how like dude, I remember in school when the army guys would come up to you and motherfucker, they targeted me like a fucking hawk, and I was like a worm.
Hey, short shit. Hey, well, come here, do some pull-ups.
Okay, so like my school had like outdoor like yard thing or like benches and shit. So I'd be out there on my phone, like between classes, come up to me and they'll do the thing where they like, you know, put the leg over the sit down and they're like looking around, and there's no one around it, so it's like, okay, what's going on here? And then, you know, hits me up with the, you know, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh crap, okay. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. You want to join the army? And
like, what are you watching? Well,
and I'm like, dude, like, I mean, look at me, bro. I'm not fit. Like one grenade, it doesn't even have to blow up. It could just it could hit my head.
It could hit my head,
and I'm out. Like I'm and, you know, I don't know. I'm not suited for it. They would probably put me in like some sort of like guard the door.
Were you not? Anyway,
you could be an intelligence officer.
I Nick's could reading. Yeah, while he's been. Reading, dude, I have a question.
Yeah.
In a Willie vlog, he came over and I started calling out like 10 hut, 10 hut.
Oh,
and I made a joke that you were in JROTC. Were you not?
I was. But I'll say, okay, listen.
It's a vibe too, though.
I think I've given context as to why I was in it. I don't remember. Do you guys know?
It's been years.
Well, was in JROTC back in 20. No, wait. Okay. I don't know the year exactly, but I know the
2024.
Grade. It was like 2024, late 2024. I joined. And that's why we went into hiatus. I had to join the ROTC.
Join the JROTC.
I had to go to camp.
That would have been the perfect opportunity. That would have been
so, I had a shaved head and everything.
Yeah. Oh my
grow
God.
Your hair like, back. That's why we couldn't do anything.
It was a very long process to grow my hair back. It's kind of an embarrassing thing to admit, but I joined JROTC back in like seventh and eighth grade because I had two options. I had one, I had to do PE or JROTC. And those were my two choices. And I remember PE people telling me that like there was like these locker rooms and like some crazy shit would go down in locker rooms. I didn't want none of that. So I was like, okay, I don't want to deal with the locker rooms. Like I didn't care about PE, but I didn't want to deal with the locker rooms. That is a very true story. So I said, fuck it. And I joined JROTC. I don't really regret it, but I wasn't too into it though. I will say that I don't know if you guys know about like the whole bit of like the kid who really wants to join the army and is, and that is a very, very real thing. Now the homeboy in my class, shout out to you because you were very committed, but holy damn, dude. Like he had a temper to him. So if you would fuck up,
he would fit right in.
And it was one of those, he was one of those kids who like, you know, like he would kind of like get really, really mad at you, let's say. And the teacher kind of had to hold him back and be like, all right, chill out. Like, I get what you're trying to do, but chill out. Like it was that, you know,
he was mini modding in the server.
He was low key mini modding. And I hope is good, man. Like he was damn near like in the army already, bro. Like that guy was fucking committed, shaved head and everything too. Like he had a buzz cut. So he would fit right in, I think. But yeah.
What was JROTC even about, bro? Like, what happened?
I don't know the objective.
Before ROTC.
Is it
crazy.
Just to like join,
be a hard ass before you turn 18? Like, is
well, yeah. Isn't the ROTC in like high school?
No.
Well, mine was in middle school. I was in middle school when I was doing it.
Wait,
so
because like, it was something else. Oh no, mine was ROTC, not JROTC.
Oh, okay.
I think JROTC is like.
So you were in high school with ROTC.
I wasn't in high school doing that. No.
Oh, you're okay. You're in middle school.
It was just middle school. Yeah.
And then okay. So it offers benefits like leadership development, physical fitness, discipline, and potentially leading to college scholarships.
Am I right?
It's for military careers.
Where's the gamer club? ROTC? Where's
the
alcohol and party?
The coolest part, and I mean, it was only cool to me, was the whole like tricks with the rifle. You had to spin it around your hand, and you had to, you know. It's a march.
You'd rather do that.
Yeah, name one combat advantage that
you basically enlisted in the military.
It was
in high
just
school.
Cool in the day, bro. You get precision. To hold a fucking rifle in the yard. Like that shit was bad. You wake up in the morning and then
didn't you have to have a uniform?
You have a rifle, huh?
Didn't you have to wear a uniform?
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, I've seen.
Buddy.
I remember the pictures.
Look at him.
We've seen pictures of Larry.
He totally wore
a
uniform.
Yeah, I had to wear boots.
Is that where that came from? Is that why you love wearing boots now? Is that why you love wearing boots now?
I wore boots because my brother. He put me on. Because he would have me do outside work, like put that fucking, whatever the road is made out of.
That's asphalt.
Asphalt? Yeah, asphalt. He had me rake it for this one, like, it was like my, God, what is it? It was like his his wife's dad's barn. I don't know. But basically, summers for me were GTA 5, Dr. Pepper, Hot Cheetos, and rowing asphalt in this hot ass Texas weather. So I had boots on, and then from there I was like, I kind of like boots. Like I don't have to worry about them getting scuffed and dirty. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And tucking my jeans into my boots and just rake. Oh, dude. Come home. Hot Cheetos, Dr. Pepper, GTA 5 heist.
The wife.
Yeah, that was great. Until I met you guys.
Indigestion.
And then everything changed.
Yeah, and then you start as a bird in a Discord meme, and it all went from there.
And then everything changed. It's kind of crazy how that happened, y'all. Like, life literally 180.
Yeah. Larry went from shoveling asphalt in boots to being a bird in a Discord VC and said, that's the life for me.
Yeah, I remember Larry sat there and he was like, I wonder when they're going to come talk to me. It was, we come in an hour later. All right, bro, it's done.
Right? Sorry, I can't record you. I'm fucking rowing asphalt and I'm eating chicken nuggets. I'll be home in like, I don't know, 2 hours.
What was the excuse? Oh, wait, that's a fun exercise. What was the excuse all those years ago?
To what?
Like if we were like... If we were trying to rally the troops, what was the excuse of like, I can't go? Like nowadays, you know, Grunk has a really important AP college class.
Like what prevented me from being able to join?
Yeah, yeah.
It was in class. I couldn't go because I was in class and you guys were recording. I remember the first recording you guys did with Chills. And I think that was the first time I actually could not make it to a recording. And I was sitting in my class. I had this architect class. So my teacher was like drafting some shit. And I remember looking down on my phone because we had like big ass tables. So it was kind of block. You know, he couldn't see us. So I had my phone down here and I just saw y'all on Discord VC. And I was like,
rough feeling, dude.
I know you probably wanted to meet him at the time too.
Right? You said what?
Yeah, so you probably wanted to meet him at the time too.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Because the only other time I backed out was when you guys did a video with Mia Makova. And at the time, I was like, I was like, oh crap, this is like low-key a porn star. And I'm okay.
I remember, it was you saying that. I think I basically told you I didn't want you being there.
Yeah, you were just like,
yeah, I was like, and I was also like, this one out.
I don't really want to do that because at the time I was pretty like, I mean, you know, digital footprint. Oh, fuck. But digital footprint is like a, you know, at the time.
Digital footprint, man. Let me tell you. What is that?
I don't know. I really, psychosis. At the time, I was really like skeptical about my family finding me through whichever means. And I don't really care now, but you know, back then I would have Isaac blur my face and like all this crap. So it was just that I didn't want to be like, oh my God, is this you with a porn star? Like, I don't know.
Speaking of digital footprint, I was like thinking about mine and all of everything ever is online of me. I was looking a while back. I was looking at, even before you guys, and I'm in hella Luke or something videos, and it's like, wow, like that's like before my voice had dropped, before anything had even happened, and I was on the internet, and it's like, damn, I hope I have not done anything to prevent me from employment. I don't think I have, but like, you know, that'd just be terrible. But also, would they really say you when you were 13, you did something?
No, in this day and age, hell no, dude.
Also, you never did anything horrible. To prevent you from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think nowadays everyone has a foot online and it's more common than not that you have something online. Like
you have like not bad,
but just anything online. Like you've posted online, but I know, I mean, there are some services obviously where it's like, it's super required that you have everything stripped away from you for identity's sake. I had just a friend who was offered to join, it was like some academy or camp for secret intelligence or whatever. Whoa. and they had his family like strip him of like everything about him online, and it was kind of like it was like low-key like deep scrubbing, like
him off the deep scrub web.
There was like, wow, was like, you can't post photos of him, you can't, he can't have an account. Like he can have an account, but he can't post anything about himself. Or yeah, it's pretty, like, I'm not gonna lie, they low key watch your shit.
That's real.
You know, I mean,
but I think it's real, maybe.
We're the complete opposite, y'all. Ho ho, we can post everything.
I know Grunk has one of the longest ledgers, or I guess
content, dude.
And it only gets longer.
It only gets longer, man.
I know.
It's insane.
The more videos you appear.
Do you guys have any secret videos?
Dude, I'm 21 in less than a week.
Woo! Oh!
14, 15.
Getting drunk with Grunk.
Getting drunk with Grunk. Getting drunk with Grunk.
The hell? Did you hear that?
Yeah, dude, your puberty's coming in, bro.
Dude, what the hell happened?
Congrats, man.
Getting drunk with Grunk in a week. We're going to Virginia.
Can we do a vlog while we're in San Diego where we actually just go to bars and just get fucking
You're gonna be drunk by then. I mean, you're gonna be a beast by then.
I will be drunk by then.
If he's gonna be drunk in a week, he's gonna be drunk in by the time.
Yeah, I'm doing as soon as I turn 21, I'm doing a year long bender in celebration for my 21st birthday.
Dude, yes, Grunk, we're gonna introduce you to something called day drinking. Okay, and you're gonna just immediately wake up, and instead of water, just straight liquor.
Straight booze, straight Tito's.
Yeah,
dude, I'm gonna have a whole bunch of Isaac Y challenges where it's gonna be like dares, but it's gonna be really creative ways to just drink alcohol.
Yeah, it's like the first couple months that I'm like able to drink, I ruin drinking forever for me, so I never.
That's how it goes. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. There is a honeymoon phase and a this is disgusting phase. I promise
there's also
you.
Also, like, there's one alcohol you probably really hate and like can't even bear the smell of that.
Dude,
always happens.
See, everyone says that about like tequila and whatnot.
Really? Oh. Does everyone say that about tequila?
Yeah,
I know a lot of people tequila. Who,
as a matter of fact.
Wait, why?
Just what I've heard.
So the rumors go.
Yeah.
Vodka is the worst, or so the word on the street is what I've heard.
But I've heard people say that they actually don't really care about tequila. Like, tequila's not that bad, is what people have said.
Okay, I hear a lot of people complaining about Pink Whitney.
I don't know. I've heard people say it's pretty good.
I've heard that too. I've heard that too.
On the news, Moscow Mule was rated as one of the best drinks.
Yeah, or so I've been led to believe.
Okay, wait. I can actually talk about when I went to Sweden and had a vodka Red Bull legally. So,
illegal vodka.
That was pretty all right.
How was your first vodka Red Bull, Grunk?
In Sweden.
In Sweden, mind you.
How was your first ever alcoholic beverage?
It was delicious, dude. I literally, there's a story post on my Instagram, where it says two vodka Red Bulls plus empty stomach equals vibe. And it was a vibe because,
it hit you hard as shit.
I guess what layer?
Is there a fly?
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just one glass actually. It was one vodka Red Bull and it just put me in like a euphoric state.
Don't they give you like half of a Red Bull too?
Were you high?
I think so. I think this alcohol is
making me high.
It was making me so high. Like, and we were in this vibe of a restaurant or bar, I guess you could call it. It was crazy. It was like you go in and there's one room and then you go back, there's another room, and you go to the left, there's another room, but if you go to the right, there's another room, but if you continue left, there's another room. Like,
that's
just
impossible
going. It was insane.
That's actually kind of fucked up because you're drunk and you're like,
yeah.
It's like, oh fuck, what room am I in? It's like vertigo. Did I ever tell you guys that I got like placebo to think I was drunk and I actually thought I was drunk?
No.
What?
It was
so yesterday.
Yeah, so dude, yesterday when I woke up, Isaac told me I was drunk. No, but I don't know how old I was. I was fairly young, and I was at a 15, and my cousins, so they offer this thing where like it's like a, what do they call it? Raspa. What do they call it? Raspa in English? Like the fucking oh my god, what am I thinking? It's just like chilled, it's like a smoothie, like an icy, It's like icy.
A slushy.
Yes, thank you. Sorry,
Wacky
I couldn't
slush.
Think of that.
Raspa?
Raspa. Yeah, raspa. So they had these like slushies that were like alcoholic, right? And they also had non-alcoholic slushies.
Yeah.
So I was given a slushie by my cousins, right? Like, so imagine like a bunch of these girls come up to me and they're like, try this. And I was like, oh my God, I'm being given the alcohol. And so I was like geeking. I was like, oh my God, this is like going to be insanely lit. So I have it, right? And they're telling me like, dude, this is going to get you like really fucked up. I'm letting you know, like we have to make sure your mom doesn't know, like, you know, if she asks you if there's something wrong or whatever, just say you're sleepy. And I was like, okay. So I drink it. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't taste bad. And so, you know, I'm having another drink.
Wait, I actually like it. Is that normal? It actually tastes pretty good.
Guys, am I meant to drink? Like, am I meant to
taste the alcohol? Am I a veteran? Am I valid?
Bro, no, that is a real thing. I thought. I was like, oh my God, like I'm a natural at this. So I'm drinking it. I'm like, damn, this shit's good. So I drink the whole thing and I'm like, okay, when does it happen? And so they're like, you know, just, you know, let some time pass and then you'll start to feel it. And I'm like, okay, okay. So I'm like walking around. I don't know what I'm probably just doing, like little kid shit, you know, little, you know. And so at some point, I'm like really sleepy and I'm like, oh, dude, I think I'm really drunk now. Like, I'm so tired. I could sleep anywhere right now. And I'm like, dude, I'm like making myself slowly blink as well. Like, I know I'm doing that. I know that I'm like kind of just going into, like getting into my head about it. I'm really drunk. And I go to my cousins. I'm like, oh, am I supposed to be this sleepy? And they're like, yeah, it happens. Like, when you're drunk, you just get like really tired. And, like,
dude, that's so funny.
I'm like, oh gosh. All okay. Right. And the whole night, it's just this slow decline of me getting sleepier and sleepier.
You're just getting like, tired. That was drunk.
Yeah, it wasn't me getting drunk. It was just me getting like really tired and like, oh. Right. And then I tell my mom, I'm like, oh, I'm sleepy. I want to go home. And then that was that. But yeah.
I think I'm the only one who could be in the position that were they your sisters or just.
No, it was my cousins. It was my cousins.
Your cousins?
Like, yeah.
So all of you guys are like the youngest. So I feel like if anything, you guys experienced the, the fake alcohol stunt. I pulled that on each and every one of my siblings.
God. Like, it's like an experiment. What did you learn? What was the data report?
The data was it worked on my younger brother. And you know, he acted almost exactly how you acted, Larry. But every other one after that caught on eventually, and the fun was over for me. Oh, so it kind of sucked. But the cousins are up next. Luckily, they're still all under 21, so I can have some fun.
Do you want to give away the strat or no?
The strat?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would basically, our cousins who are like, they love. Holy cow, they love alcohol like a lot.
Aren't they? And I would go, I'd be like, you know what?
Huh? Yes, yeah. No, yes, dude. They were all 20. They were all above the age of 21. So I was like, I was 21 at the time. And my brother was like 19 or 20. And I'd be like, you want a drink? he looked at me, I was like, yeah. It's like, okay, bet. And I'd go into like the other room and I'd sit in there, like, eat some Cheetos, you know, pour like Coca-Cola.
You have like a trench coat. Like, yeah. Like,
drink this. They had like every alcohol you could possibly imagine off the dome right now. They had it on the counter. So I had many options to not choose from, just kind of look at. So I took some time, talked a little bit, and then poured like a glass of Coke, gave it to my brother. And he would like, I stopped paying attention for like 20 minutes. I looked back and he looked so chill. Like, I think he was definitely putting on a chill act. Like, if you cross your arms and lean back in a couch type of thing, and you're only looking, like, through, like, the bottom of your eyes, like that, just, like, with a little smile on your face, yeah, I was like that. It was really funny, dude. But it didn't work afterwards. None of them picked up on it, so.
Damn. Rat. Maybe they're experienced, man. Maybe they're hardcore veterans.
I'll be real. Right after my brother and I, underage drinking, very real. It happens, guys.
It Except does drunk. Happen. Watch
He's
out.
Never happened. He's never.
I, no,
it's
never once
happened.
Has it ever
Dude,
happened. Ever.
You guys,
I'm
Mexico
not for that.
Oh my god!
Holy shit, bro! Like, there was this kid. I swear to God, he looked like he was like 14, 13, and he would. So you guys know those dances. I think I showed you guys a video where like they go in a circle and they're just dancing in a straight fucking like it's yeah. just like a fucking yeah, typhoon. Yeah, yeah. And there is this kid who, like, he had, like, the button-down shirt, but he only had the bottom half buttoned down. So, the whole thing was open. Bro, he was just so sweaty, and, like, he kept fucking drinking from, like, I don't know. He just grabbed random people's, like drinks, and he was just drinking it. And then he would, like, do this thing where he would, like, and get alcohol on everyone else. No one really cared. Everyone was just, like,
too hard.
All in for it. Yeah, I know he felt very like, oh, I'm fucking crazy. Like,
powerful.
I'm fucking crazy right now.
I'm fucking crazy. Look at this.
I'm the life of the party.
Tequila on all my friends.
Bro. Yeah, we fucking smell. Yeah, it was insane, bro. How, like, it was just, everyone was drunk. It was crazy. You know, it happens, y'all. Kind of, that's life.
It blows my mind. Alcohol is like the most popular substance ever.
Yeah.
And it's so bad.
By a landslide. Yeah, it's horrible.
It's really, really bad. Yeah.
It's like really bad.
But it's so fun.
What's the deal with that?
We're mortals. Yeah, we're mortals. Of course we drink.
We're mortals. Of course I wake up and have a tequilas.
I'm immortal. Come on,
dude, guys, I have to tell you about this story that I heard last weekend that happened to a friend who's over 21. But basically, he was out at a party.
Oh, really?
And
supposedly
had some beers, you know, maybe three or four.
An alleged beer four.
In a shot, I think. Mm-hmm. And he was 8 minutes away from his house. He was 8 to 9 minutes walk from his house.
A lot of information from your friends. Okay.
And he had parked illegally that day because he couldn't find a street parking spot. So he parked in the parking you have to pay for behind his house.
He admitted that?
Yes, but it was fine though because he's done it before and it went fine. Yeah. Basically, he's at this party with his friends, and then his roommate calls and is like, "Yo, your car is about to get towed. Like the tow truck is here." And then, he was like, "Okay, tell him give me 5 minutes and I'll be there." And as he's putting on his shoes, then his roommate says. He says he can't do that. He can't do 5 minutes. And so my friend says, tell him 3 minutes and that he'll pay $50.
Oh.
So 3 minutes and $50. And then
a little bribery. Huh?
Yeah. And then the roommate says, okay, he'll do that. So then my friend, he had to sprint home as fast as he could, drunk, and he doesn't know how he did it. He like swears that he blacked out for the first half of that run because it was like it was an uphill sprint, and never in his life had he ever run like that in his life. But he made it, and literally as he walked up, he was the tow truck guy. was getting out of
Never
his tow
has
truck.
He ever.
Yeah, he was getting out of his tow truck, and he couldn't believe that he made it. And he paid the tow truck guy $50 and collapsed next to his car. And then, his roommate had to move it for him and park it. And then he was sitting on his neighbor's porch, and then threw up everything that he had eaten.
His keys, his wallet,
everything. Bro.
I think I know who this friend was. Was he super tall?
Yeah, yeah. The roommate's
that makes sense
friend,
how he was able
or the
to
roommate,
get there so fast.
My friend's roommate. No,
no,
no. The friend that ran wasn't super tall. He's about, I'd say, 5'9", long hair ish, some like weird shaped glasses.
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I know where you're. Yeah. Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Does he have any pets?
No. Yeah, he has two cats, actually.
Okay. How do you make it? You said 8 minute walk.
It was crazy. I don't know how he made it. Like, genuinely, I never thought in my life that he could make that ever. But he did. I don't think he made it in under 3 minutes. I think he made it under four. But still, like, that was a sprint. Damn.
That tow trucker needed that 50, man.
Bro, because otherwise his car would have been towed, and he would have had to pay.
Otherwise,
like,
my friend's
so much
roommate.
Money.
My friend's car would have been towed.
It would have been so annoying. But no, dude, I tell you, when he threw up, it was literally like he had just eaten kind of like 2 hours beforehand, and I don't know. He told me all this in really extensive detail. Yeah, it's crazy. But his vomit literally looked like the food that he just ate, like the full platter.
I told you that too.
Yes, he sent me a picture.
And then he thought to himself, this sucks really bad. And
Yeah.
And then he made an oath to himself
but
that he would
felt,
never
he
do.
He felt better literally right after he threw up. Like, and he was chilling after.
What did your friend eat prior?
He ate some halal food. It was chicken over rice platter, and it was delicious.
How was it?
He said it was really good. He gets it every time.
I'm pretty sure that like really sucks coming back up too.
No, honestly, He told me.
It's not that bad.
He told me that it actually wasn't that bad. Yes, it burned a little bit, and he did get it on his pants. But it wasn't that bad. Like,
Gronk, I would do a heist with you.
Yeah, I'd do it with my friend as well.
I would love to see you get interrogated.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. So the mastermind told me that.
A bunch of really specific.
This is just my friend.
Shit.
My friend did this.
My friend.
Yeah. I don't know. This reminds me of, dude, I've been having a lot of weird dreams lately. I think recently, dude, Nick, when you called me, so Nick called me while I was asleep, and then I had woken up and I saw that he called me, so I called him back, and I think I just spewed whatever was on my mind like at that moment, and I'm pretty sure I don't remember exactly what I told you, but I remember telling you that I was like being. That I was in court in like, what was it? Do you remember exactly what I said to you?
No, I don't remember anything.
Did it sound like gibberish?
It sounded like gibberish. And I can relate. I can relate because I did the same thing to Grunk. Grunk called me up.
Oh my God. That was hilarious. That was literally hilarious.
Fuck.
What happened?
I said something about like John Cena.
Yeah, you're talking about John Cena and like some, I'm trying to remember the other thing. Like I picked up the phone and asked like, yo, how you doing? Like, what's going on? And he was just like, yeah, John Cena and...
oh, man, and not even like...
Like,
oh,
there's some other thing that he said that was...
Dude, I swear to God, I was awake. I swear I was. And I like...
I bet you
I
were.
Remember saying that shit, and I don't know why I said John Cena. Like,
yeah,
I don't remember
see,
what
like,
I was talking
I
about.
I remember saying this to you. I don't remember the details. Like, okay, from what I can recall, I was in a court in... I think it was Saudi Arabia, and the whatever I was in court for happened in Texas, and I remember I was trying to drive this like stick drift car, but I didn't know how to like brake, so I kept crashing into shit. But the car would never like I would crash into something, but I would go through it. So like I was like like indestructible, and I was like really panicking because I was like, oh fuck, I can't even fucking like I can't brake, like there's no way to brake. So then I went to court for some reason in Saudi Arabia, and somehow I got the guy who was like troweling me or whatever, like I got the judge to be like, be chill with me, like he we were bros. Fuck, I don't know, it was a bunch of gibberish. But what
I've been
doing,
having a lot of weird dreams like lately.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's
I'm
a deep
violent one.
Philosophers in chat, let us know about that dream. Let's see if there's any
yeah,
deeper.
Yeah.
Has there ever been?
I don't know exactly what. Like, what does that mean?
Has there ever been like a sleep moment with me? Because I could tell you right now, I don't remember anything, and I won't remember anything I've ever said in a like a sleep deprived.
You've
state
never.
To
oh,
you,
sleep deprived
to anybody. Mm. Yeah. If you call me and I like pick up and I'm like half asleep type shit.
That's why I try and like really be persistent on your door, because I imagine that you're probably like, because it's happened a few times where mm-hmm. I tell you like, get up, and you're like, I'm getting up right now, I'm up.
Yeah,
and
that was,
and then you're
yeah.
definitely still in bed, like you didn't move an inch, and I'm like, I know you, you know. So I
when you did that literally 10 minutes before the podcast, I was really pissed off, so I got up. You're my heart's already dude,
you,
I
was okay
about it.
I heard your voice and I heard your tone. I was like, how can I make this better? And I did it in the worst way possible. I'm not even gonna lie with you. I said, you want to hear good news?
You're like, the iPhone 17.
Yep.
I was like, yay.
Cool, dude.
You didn't even say that. You were like, cool. I was like, so you're gonna get up? You're like, yes. I was like, okay.
Man, them cranky wake ups, bro. Like these cats, oh my days. Harvey has started doing this thing where he'll jump on my blanket, and then like while he walks, he just like extends his claws out and goes on the fabric, like just while he walks, just to be annoying as shit. Because I don't know what he wants, you know. Because he has food in his bowl. I already woke up at 5 a.m. to put food in his bowl, and his litter box is empty, and. So it really is just like, what else do you want? I think it's
attention.
He wants the door or the window open. So I open that and I'll sit on my pillow and look out the window.
Willie
but
says
also,
something.
Attention. Yes, I've tried that as well. And he doesn't lay down. he just continues walking.
Do you ever smack his butt? Like, do you ever play bongos with
his
butt?
Well, I'm tired. I'm trying to sleep, dude.
Type shit, bro.
Well, I understand. I get it.
You should get that. I've seen this really cool toy. I kind of want it for me. Or it's like a mouse and it just moves on its own.
That'd be cool. You could stick it on the wall. Yeah.
Dude, now that I think about it,
I saw this really cool cat toy for cats. Really want it for me. It's a little mouse that moves all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's kind of crazy. Dude, we saw it at the cat place, Nick. It was like this toy that this cat... No, it was a spring. That was a spring.
Oh, was it a Zuzu pet? Oh, or?
Yeah, it was a... So. You talking about a little spring?
Yeah, it was... Dude, it had like a mind of its own because it kept like... Like it knew when the cat was about to get near it and it just bounced away. Own. I guess what I got, bro. It would just stand still. The cat would come near. I swear. No, did I really sound like that?
You did, yeah. It's a little bit.
Cool. Wow. It had a mind of its own. That's all. Thank you.
Dude, Bento, my only complaint about Bento lately, because he's like kind of chilled out again. But I think it's just like he only gets really active when I don't want him to be. So like if I'm in this podcast, he's like very active right now. And like I'm watching like Raya chasing him. But like at nighttime, dude, there's a little bed next to my bed. And every single night before like I feed him, right? Like I feed him like once a day, but he just like grazes, right? So by the end of the night I have to go and refill his bowl. He eats. Last night he ate way too fast and he vomited right at the door.
Dude, like, he vomits his food a lot.
He's like, boy, slow down.
What is with that?
Dude, chill, I don't know. I think it's because his food is all the way up in his cat tree. And after he's done, he doesn't have really good depth perception. So he jumps down and like hits the ground pretty hard. I don't
know. It's like when Sonic like gets hit and all the coins come out.
It's like every time.
No, the reason why Bento eats so fast is because he has like day-to-day memory like a goldfish. And he thinks this is the last time he's ever going to fucking eat ever. So he has to consume. This is it. Finally. Oh, man.
Does he eat it again?
Okay.
No.
I used to hate because I hate greedy cats. I really do. But there's one video I fucking love, and I've said it before, but I can't get enough of it. It's where the cat is eating normal, looks around.
Oh, yeah.
Sees no one. Ding! Both hands. Oh, my God. It's so fucking, it's so effing funny, bro. It's so funny.
But Bento. Cats. Bento sleeps all the way through until like I get up. So there's like a little bed next to me that's like a dog bed, and he doesn't let Raya sleep in it. It was when Raya was a puppy. There was like a little time, and he just takes the whole bed, and he lays in there every single effing night.
Effing night routine, baby.
Right next to me, dude.
I love when animals just do human. When animals are human compilation, when they just like
animals are
a little scratch on the side, and you're like.
Dude, it's weird. It's weird, bro. I could be like, Bento, like, come to bed, and he literally will, like, stop what he's doing and just, like, go lay in bed. It's, like, the weirdest thing.
Aww. So cool.
Which makes me realize that he actually is rage baiting me, because if he understands to come to bed, then he understands why I don't want to do something.
Yeah, he only does things that he's like, yeah, I'll do that. I agree with
that. I think a lot of cats and dogs do understand. They just choose whether to listen.
They're such little brothers, bro. They're such like little brother. Like, it's so annoying.
Like, maybe.
Do your pets hate the vet? Like, do they hear the word vet and are like,
Do you think if you bring them like a really super often?
Because I've seen videos where it's like, you know where it's like you want to go to the park? All right, let's go to the vet.
Ooh.
Why'd you say that?
The vibes are just different.
Yeah, yeah, they're like,
No.
Sorry.
No, girl.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
This clip's going to go viral on Facebook, y'all.
Dude, why do they all use the same audio of like, here we go. Feel good, man. It's like an animal getting scared and then just walking off. Like that's literally every time. Yeah,
you have to brace yourself.
I had to do that because I feel like I have a history of like trying to say an audio clip and I just embarrassed myself.
No, wait, so where do you see this or where do you hear this?
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
The group called Cats and Dogs Are Awesome.
Oh, like the compilation. Like, yeah,
like talking about dogs doing a little steppy doodle and like a cat like doing twirls.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so they're sneaking, so like, dun, 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 dun.
Oh my gosh, like exactly like that. Did you ever be out in public and hear like an old person with their volume up and you hear just like all the classics, like the baby laugh everything.
Dude, yep. Sneaky Snitch, Spring in My Step, you hear all of the classics.
I think a lot of Spanish people can relate, but like there's the baby No, there's this like one baby laugh that I swear to God was like fucking okay, pause, shadowing
with the Latino beat.
Yeah. And there's a video of a little 3D baby dancing in the dark. Like it's like pitch, it's like black in the background. It's like a 3D render of a baby on a diaper. He has like one hand in the air and he's like doing
a little salsa twirl.
Yeah. He's like,
when I'm bored, I've like trained my For You page on TikTok to kind of show me like shit that's clearly not American. Like, so I'm over there infiltrating
your culture,
like Chinese reposts and like just like Asia shit, just a whole bunch of Asian TikToks, especially China, dude. This was a few months ago. I first saw like the songs that they were using. I swear to you, it is the exact same drum loop over like acapella. Really
that
popular,
was that
like,
was a bit
songs.
For a while where we were like picking up on the fact that there is the same sound being used in every fucking clip. Like this, wow. Like you can hear it even if it's really low. You can hear it in the background.
They really like 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, like a lot. Those were all over the damn place. But they also have like laugh tracks for themselves. So if they make a joke, they'll like implement like this one Chinese laugh. I don't know what it is. It's not that one. There's a different one. There's one in my head I'm thinking of. I'm not doing it. I can't think of it.
You can't.
But it's really funny, dude. And I kind of want to make a bit. I just need to study more and see how it like plays out.
Dude. Study, taking notes. So I sent this into the group chat and Larry saw it, but remember when I was talking during my vlog about the bro's not going back home?
Oh my god, dude. That video is...
Bro is not
going
back home.
That is an insane video. That is an insane video.
You have to watch this because...
Here's a home brace.
Yeah,
Brace for impact.
There's a whole page called "Bro is not going back home."
Dude, when I heard Nick mention it, I was like, "What are you even talking about? Like, what?" And then he was like, "No, it's a thing. Like, it's a real video." I was like, "Let me see." And then, sure enough,
it says, "What country flag is this?"
Ukraine.
You got it first.
Oh, bro. Damn, bro, Ukraine there. Ukraine. Oh my god, bro is not going back home.
Dude,
yeah,
it's like,
I actually
that is
an old one. That is an old one. Oh my god,
yeah, it's a whole page dedicated to just the same bit.
Wow, why do people do that?
The first thing
it's like
mind
there's like a weird there's like a lifetime of media on online, especially where it's like initial media, and then it kind of like dies down a little bit, and then it picks back up 10 times more powerful than it ever was before. Yeah. where it's only making fun of it.
Yeah. It's like
only making fun of it.
Picks up a little ironic taste.
Your little ironic
taste. An
ironic
twist.
Viewers at home, let me know if you fuck with irony. Hood irony.
Let me know. Let me know.
Yeah. What do you guys think the next meme is going to be?
I'm gonna predict it right now. Like this is completely blank. Like I don't know if this is real or not. So what did you mean by that?
Okay. All
Who's
right.
Who's that big
right.
What's the demographic?
You know, mine's not gonna be new. Mine's gonna be an older one that we're gonna bring back. There it goes.
Is that the meme?
No, right out of my head. No, I just had it. It's gone. It's actually gone.
Well, you could make what you just said into a meme. Well,
yeah,
there
this
goes.
Is the whole
right
meme.
Right
there,
goes. There it is. There it is.
There
That's
it goes.
The meme. Mm.
Well,
there it goes.
Goes.
Right out my head.
When life hits you with blank.
Okay. We bring back all that goes. Lame shit. I ain't with it. Please.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
We bring back
shooting shots at your fitty.
Wow.
Dang.
What?
Dang, wow. He hit that.
You're
dang,
amazing.
He hit that though.
Dude, you did that shit like it was a small challenge. Like you were like doing a live rendition and you had to do it perfectly with
dang.
That.
Small.
Smule?
Yeah. Smule?
I remember. Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know.
You never know
what
you're gonna get.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Never
know
what you're gonna
get.
Guys, we're on.
Come on, write that shit down.
Are we the future? I think we could be up next.
Are we the future?
Is that your prediction?
Hold on.
Is that
as I was saying that, I kind of realized that could be my prediction.
That could be the future. That sounded like it.
I had like a thing happen within my brain where I had to do that.
1,000 birthday cakes.
Dude, 5,000 birthday cakes. That's one of the funniest things 5, I think 000. I've ever said. That's one of my favorites. Guys, like I think about sometimes what I've said in Isaac Y videos or Willie videos, wherever I may be saying things. And that's definitely up there as probably one of my favorite things that I've ever said.
Dude, you go I don't mind. I don't know what it is. Something controls you when you record.
Yeah.
But you go I don't mind. And there's a
what does that mean?
I know
there's like a pilot in your head. do you get what I'm saying, Isaac?
Yes. Do you understand? Yeah. So yeah, it is when there is a lot going on, a lot of exciting shit, a lot of people just kind of like, I don't know, the A game comes out.
Right.
It's like, great. You know, yeah. A game does come out. Krunk was on his fucking
bro,
ass
yeah,
that, game.
That
video, bro.
That was ridiculous.
I remember watching 5,000 Birthday Cakes is one of my favorite bits alongside...
Well, there goes.
They all go.
Well, there goes.
Well, there goes. Goes.
Is this the new big?
Is this the new big one?
There it is.
What was I going to say, like, literally right before this? Oh my god, my sleepy brain.
You were talking about Grunk saying that he loves 5,000 yeah. birthday cakes, and then you're also talking about Grunk's other bit.
It was even before that.
Dang, you're digging your G-spot, dude.
Oh my god, okay.
You've been saying things, Larry, recently.
I signed, crazy. Dude, what, not my, here in H-Town, we don't say, what's your place that we say, where your G-spot at?
Oh my fucking
what's
God.
Happening? What no, did Grunk say that?
Okay, so listen, every city is coming
cream?
Out. Hold on now. This it makes sense. Hold on. There's lore to this. Every city's coming out with their own lingo, right? Mm-hmm. Every city's got their lingo. We got an update. Houston got an update patch. And right now I can't remember all the fucking lingos. It's just if you look up Houston lingo, Atlanta lingo, any look up your city, look up lingo on TikTok, and you're gonna find your lingo, man. What's in so, right now? You know, I'm pretty sure I forget what city it is, but it's like when someone pulls up on you, right, and they say that they're packing, but they're not packing that heat. You know,
packing.
It's something about you know
they're going home.
No. It's like it's some you know some with bussy, some with. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Packing?
Like it's not coming.
You're packing.
Bro, you see LeBron G-spot? Yeah, bro. That dude got the biggest G-spot I've ever seen in my life.
Where are we?
Yeah, what the hell is happening?
There's this thing.
It's just one video where it basically.
It's several videos.
It's just bullshit, dude. That's all it is.
Yeah,
the lingo is bullshit. It's all.
Does Houston know that packing already is a thing?
Huh?
It has to do with humbling. Do they already know that's a thing?
What?
Packing.
Packing?
Packing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone in Houston knows what packing is.
I love Pack God, dude.
Yeah, packing's already a thing.
I love packing.
But we're not talking about packing. We're talking about Houston lingo 101.
You know what Isaac put me on, which I don't think Isaac really did, but maybe he did. I don't know. The preach. Instead of appreciate, preach.
Yeah, that was
but
great.
But I didn't know how to spell out preach, so I'd always do like P-R-E-C-E. And like it looked
what?
Really weird. It looked like
yeah, don't worry.
It looked like
preshy.
So you have to do P-R-E-E-S-H.
Bro.
Yeah, it's like preach like that. And so I said that to actually the clips editor for the podcast.
Preach. Oh my god, the fucking guy who's not American.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, what is
what is preach?
Yeah, he's like, what does that even mean?
Preach.
Am I fired? What does that mean?
I could give you the history of preach.
No way.
Yeah. So
I'm ready.
I'm a student. I used to live in Pennsylvania. And because of that, I was like, you know, I was close enough to Philadelphia to where the lingo was just kind of like radiating over there. So like there's tons of like different words like John, you know, what are you doing to John? What are you doing to that brother?
Jaunt.
It's just, John. It's a whole jumbled mess in my brain that I discarded when I moved to Texas. Because I started being around all y'all, and none of you guys are from.
Did you guys say brick? Like
it's brick outside.
Brick for cold.
Yeah, it's brick as fuck. We outside.
I didn't say it.
Yerd was huge.
The only thing I got is y'all. Hey y'all.
But hey, dude, y'all. The reason why it came back was because Grant came here, and Grant never stopped saying it, so he kept saying it to us. And it just kind of reignited all the candles in my head of saying all these
Grant
weird ass
changed.
Words like Like Preach.
It's clicked Preach is now. Huge. It's clicked.
And he also brought back, this is like a Grant classic. I got to talk about this. Because Tanner started saying it too. And it was really adorable because he tried to apply it in like a scholar way of like dissecting and understanding the root and the word meaning of mink, which is
mink?
Literally from that fucking video where you mink, 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 mink. Mink, 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 mink. Grant uses it in a like a universal sense of where if someone dies, they get minked. Someone gets punched, they get minked. If you finish a bowl of food, that get shit minked. Got minked.
Bro, what's
up? So just
scrambling to figure out what the possible like meaning of mink was for several weeks until he finally got it down after I showed him a whole bunch of videos and explained. Oh, man. But yeah, dude, the lingo came back with Grant, and that explains why Preach came back, and there's an outro on my video, as well as mink and shit like that.
Time to say goodbye.
Time to say goodbye, sad hours
in Forza. It's like
the
last video you watched before you passed.
Time to say goodbye.
Ray-Bans.
Dude, I just remembered like all the lingo. All the lingo around here comes from Northern Virginia, believe it or not, that I know about anyways. Mm. And like there's trim, which is like, oh, that's trim.
Yeah.
Like that's cool. And there's hip, like I'm hip to that. It's like, oh, I know about that.
Oh yeah,
I'm hip to that. That was fun. I like that one. What? There's more. They all come from one guy that I was friends with in freshman year. Like every single one. But
trim and hip, he was like writing down like
possible. They're fun. They're fun. Like that's hip.
Mm. Okay, can I talk about something? I'm pretty sure hip is universal though. I don't know.
Hip is different.
Hip is like it's cool, but I'm hip with it means like I'm down with it. Like I'm cool. I'm good with that.
I've never heard that.
I thought they always used it like that. It's like, you know, because you got like, you know, like the common thing with old people, like all the old kids.
All the hip and young.
Willie, raise your hand. It works.
Mm. Ouch. Guys, I'm getting.
I'm honestly wondering if we're getting to that age where we're not tapped into younger gens lingo.
We're not.
Well, right now the lingo is just saying chat over and over and saying cooked and chopped. Oh, and
you're cooked.
I'm being dead ass.
Actually, that's. Yeah,
I was watching a video of a dad complaining about how his kid, he was playing Roblox with his kid, and his kid was like, chat, I'm so cooked. And he's like, son, you better stop saying that. You're not streaming. Dude. You're not streaming at all.
Dude, the streamer tongue. I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Yep.
You know what's really funny? A lot of Kaisenat's lingo is all from New York.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that a lot of the younger generations are just going to
say. Is he from like Brooklyn or something?
We outside.
It's basically, it's like somewhat like, it's like Twitch lingo with New York lingo blending together.
That's so funny.
Internet. That's so funny. Hyperculture.
The one like region of lingo I don't even know. Like, okay, those of you who know of the email inbox, you know, Miles, about the email that we have where we answer any burning question or any awesome story you guys have, or we try to. Let us know, like, where are you from and some lingo, because I am curious. I'm dead curious. I want to know.
Give us the rare ones, the rare gems.
Yeah.
Fuck it, make up one.
Make some shit up. Yeah,
maybe one will stick.
On. Let's make some catch on.
I said maybe one will stick.
Like, one might stick. I mean, it might sound real enough where we're like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And we start using it. It's like,
I think fake. That'd be great fun.
Fake as fuck.
Well, okay. How about this? Let us try. Let us try making our own fake lingo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right now?
Yeah. Right. I'm going to start with
I'm going to admit to think.
So, okay. I feel like it needs to be the criteria. I feel like it needs to be something that's like commonly used. Like it's a common word that needs a replacement. Like, cause when I'm thinking trim or hip, like that's kind of a replacement for cool or like,
okay.
It's
trim sounds like a,
it's either a concept or like an actual word. I feel like the new word encapsulates.
Okay. You know? Yeah. Okay. What about this? Let's make one for when we are hungry. Oh my god, I just remembered.
I'm famished.
From Houston.
Famished. What?
Okay, this is in the patch. Houston lingo. I'm pregnant, bro. I'm
pregnant. Dude, I've said that before.
I know.
I'm finished food and said that. What the fuck?
Wow. I can't, bro. I'm pregnant as fuck right now. No, that's okay. Fuck.
So, what's the concept again? It's.
Bro. Ish. Y'all remember type ish?
Type ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the vibe. Ish.
I used to keep saying type fish.
Type fish,
I would just start typing fish. Yeah. I just replaced everything.
What? YARP. Remember that one?
YARP.
YARP.
YARP. Y-A-R-P. What do you think, YARP?
YARP.
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 My, maybe that's a come over here. YARP.
YARP.
I gotta tell Grunk something, Grunk.
Yeah.
So you had a phase way back when you were watching a whole bunch of Franz J videos.
What?
And wait, his editor. Oh, you good?
The pub? What pub?
Pub Hub?
Oh. You're 20! Okay. You're fucking 20!
Okay.
No, it's a library called the pub.
Oh. That's lingo. Yeah, that's lingo.
Yeah,
that's lingo.
Yeah.
What? Read books? Sure. Like
Fuff and Shish.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Shish and Fuff. I used that lingo, or I used it for a while in my family group chat.
Wow. Dude, it's a good one.
My dad started saying it.
That's awesome. Like, dude, I swear,
I got time for that shish.
When we started saying that, it's
yo,
on
your
like
dad's
a,
so
like
funny.
Like a
your dad is such a goofball.
He picks up.
That's like self-validation, bro. Yarp.
Yarp.
You say it right after you're done saying some shit that you really fuck with. Your dad's a goofball.
So
yarp.
Wait, shit, we keep on forgetting the prompt. What's the prompt again? I want
to
do
make your own hungry. Make your own lingo, but it has to be a word that's existing.
Is that like a take it home and do homework?
No,
or
no,
is
no,
it right
no,
now?
No, 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 no. Do it right now. Oh. I was gonna say when hungry, but then I thought about pregnant, and I was like, oh, it's already a thing though.
Mm. How about when we arrive?
When we arrive, like home?
Yeah, like
when
we're
you
at
walk
the scene,
in the door.
You know?
Oh,
yeah, like when we're there. Like instead of saying, "Yo, I'm here, I'm outside."
Okay.
I got mine.
Okay, I got mine too.
Is yours dumb and stupid?
No.
Okay, I got mine.
Nick?
Oh yeah, I mean I think I got mine.
Okay.
You think or you know? You gotta know. Don't lie. We could take some time, bro.
I can start.
Yeah.
Okay.
May you get some inspiration.
We've landed.
All right. That's a low hanging.
I like
fruit.
That one, but yeah, awfully low hanging.
All right.
Okay. You or me, Isaac? Who wants to go?
Thank God it's not my job because I just got shit on. I just got fucking squat.
It's a good one, though.
On.
I like it.
That's okay.
I like it, but I feel like it's nothing new, you know?
Yeah.
People say that.
We're at a business meeting. We all have our laptops open right now.
See, mine's nothing new. Mine's nothing new either, but it's not like if I'm arriving, they're like, no, if I'm arriving, I got to text somebody. I'm going to say, I'm grounded.
Okay.
How about this? Yeah, okay. grounded and I've landed. Those are like of the same vein. Okay. Alright, here's something a little new for you. You ready?
Okay.
You arrive? Okay, here we go. I've stuck. That's pretty chill. I don't know. That was chill as hell.
I'm stuck?
No, not I'm. I've stuck. I've
oh,
stuck.
Oh, okay. I'm stuck.
Oh, I get okay.
I'm stuck.
Is it? Yeah.
I get you. Okay.
Yeah. See, my perception of that is like I've stuck the landing, so it's like landed.
Right.
I'm stuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing,
yeah.
When I heard stuck, I'm thinking like you're in traffic.
Okay.
Well, okay. Yo, where are you at? I've stuck.
Okay.
It would take some time and a lot of people, but it could work.
So it's like, you know, let's say you're
let's
on the
make
phone,
this
like,
mainstream.
Oh, he's stuck, he's stuck.
Yeah, he's stuck.
he's stuck right outside.
Oh shit, he's stuck.
Yeah. Yo, he's stuck.
Is he here? Nah, he's stuck.
Yeah, he's
I
stuck,
mean,
he's
no,
stuck.
Wait, no. Wait,
is he
here?
Yo, he's stuck.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Nick.
Nick, you gotta.
You
that
got
was a big
shit,
one,
dude.
That
you
was a big one.
Nothing.
That's a tall order.
Bro, I'll be honest.
It's okay, though, because I got squat on, so you're good.
Squat.
I'm squat.
I tried sneaking it. That one's it. I'm squat, bro.
I'm squat.
It was gonna be here. I'm here, bro. That's it. I was gonna say, I'm here. Bro, that's enough. You don't got. Like, that's it.
That's enough.
But I'm squat.
I'm squat.
No draw.
I'm squat.
Ripped he's right. My tongue.
He's squatted. He's there. He's waiting.
He's
we can't
squatted.
On that. We need one more. We got
no.
Another
I
one.
Mean, dude.
Another.
Stuck?
Okay.
Stuck
that's too loud.
Works.
Okay.
I'm having fun.
Wait. Okay. How about this? One for when we were leaving, so we could say it for this podcast. You know.
Bye. Come on.
See
okay.
Ya.
Later.
Dude, this is so broad.
I would really
this
say
is
I'm
a
out.
Really hard one.
That's really
I'm
hard.
Out.
I would say I'm out, but that's like a that's a thing.
Do you think Yarp could work for that too?
No.
Yarp?
No.
Why?
Wings, bro.
Wings.
Wow. That's so lame. All right. That one is so lame.
Flight.
All right. I'm a fly. I'm a jet. I'm a jet.
Okay, that one works.
I'm a jet out.
I'm jet.
I'm a jet out. Sorry, thing, isn't it?
I'm jet.
Okay.
I'm like picture myself in a party. I'm jet. Yeah. I'm jet.
You're so cool. Like you gotta be so cool to say these things.
I'm gone.
Yeah. Like I'm leaving. Like we're heading out.
Yeah, I'm gone.
All right. I'm about to dissolve later.
Dissolve.
I'm about to dissolve.
Disappearing.
Yo.
I'm eviscerating from the scene. I'm eviscerating.
Help me. I'm gone. Help.
Dust.
I like that. All right,
I'm dust. All right.
Oh, I'm dust. Me and my friends. Yo. Yeah, me and the game. We pollinated. We pollinated.
What?
Yo, let's genetic flow to the next party.
That would stick like so well. Like people would always
dude.
When this drops, everyone's lingo changing.
That's stuck.
Yo.
That's stuck.
Drunk. I'm stuck. I've already stuck.
Yo, how do I
This is like those like fucking like 14-in-1 bottles where it's like you can use it for when you're hungry, uses. When you're leaving.
Yo, is he done pooping or is he here already? I'm stuck.
You done ordering yet? Nah, I'm stuck. He's
like, dude, I heard you got an accident. Are you okay? I'm stuck.
What? What do you mean? Like you're stuck?
No, I'm stuck.
Like I'm outside.
I'm stuck, bro. I'm stuck. Yo, Larry found us just so funny. He's stuck right now, man. Bro. Look at him. I'm stuck.
Fucking stuck, bro. I'm stuck.
Holy shit. Wait, it does have so many uses. Like when you can't breathe, I'm stuck.
I'm stuck, bro.
Dude,
stuck.
I feel like we're rolling like a fucking 100-sided dice. And we keep letting up.
Oh, man. Yo, can you see anything? No, I'm stuck.
I'm stuck.
Never mind, I'm stuck. I'm sorry. No, I'm stuck.
No, everything's stuck. It's all stuck.
What do you mean? It's all stuck together. It's all stuck.
Everything's already stuck.
Please tell me you finished your homework. No, I'm stuck.
Yo, you finished? You feed the cats yet? No. Yeah, they're stuck.
Damn, universal ass word just dropped.
Wow, it works tap too. In. It's flawless.
Tap in. Diamond.
Somehow.
Diamond.
Oh wow, dude.
Oh my god.
You guys. Wow.
This was my favorite podcast that we've ever done.
We're so fucking stuck.
You guys,
y'all.
We just stuck this.
Actually. We have stuck this.
Chat.
Stay stuck, yo.
Chat, we are mad stuck right now.
We're stuck. We about to end the stream, though.
No. We're not ending nothing. We stuck. Look,
we're stuck.
Good chat podcast. Thank y'all for sticking around, stucking around on another episode.
Thanks for being
Holy
stuck
crap.
With us.
Thank you for being stuck with us. We're stuck as fuck right now.
This is a crazy find.
I'm just letting y'all know. Like when I'm eating and I'm full. I'm stuck, bro. Oh, bro, that's insane,
bro. Okay, actually, though, imagine your friend, like someone's trying to plan a hangout, but you're busy that day. It's like, yo, I'm stuck all day. Like,
It works, bro.
It's universal.
It's universal.
It's actually
any
crazy.
Scenario.
I bet you this is how I can't say the word. I'm not gonna say it.
We doing a video where you only say like you can only reply with that. It's like you can only reply with stuck. Dude, no matter what.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
They never know your intention.
Stuck.
All right, y'all.
All right.
It's been a blissful podcast episode.
Yes.
Holy crap. I am just I'm stuck as fuck right now. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm stuck.
Completely.
I'm stuck.
Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off cups. Coming out soon. I mean, we coming out, I guess.
Middle, you know. This is what I've been told, is going to be the middle of October, and they will keep restocking in the future.
Towards TwitchCon?
Yeah, TwitchCon.
Before TwitchCon. Before TwitchCon, around TwitchCon.
We're going to TwitchCon, by the way.
Cop, are you stuck? You don't want to be stuck.
You don't want to be stuck. So just,
Cop, are you going to be stuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank y'all. You know, stay stuck, man. Just stay stay trapped.
Stay healthy. Stay trapped. Yo, viewers at home, make sure y'all use code GROUP. Stay trapped. Stay stuck. We'll see y'all in the next one.
The next one, y'all.
Peace out, brofist.
GROUP, shout out.